This is The Think Tank, talking about the major political, economic, and social issues of the week. With Dr. Mike O'Neill and hosted by Mike Russell. KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com. The Think Tank.
Okay, excitement in The Think Tank. We're going to look back on 2015 and forward into 2016. We have the all-star panel. Chuck Coughlin, Republican consultant. Chad Campbell, former Democratic leader. Chris Hurston, former Republican leader, now turned Democrat. Real turncoat. So we got them all here. Hosted, sitting here with Mike Russell, Libertarian.
Check that out, right?
So he's going to moderate this,
right,
and we're going to go
Libertarian. If I want to tick three people off in the room,
we got a lot of questions, and I'm going to turn it over to Mike to ask them.
It's going to be rapid fire. So buckle up. Here we go. We're going to make this happen. 2015 Arizona Political Awards. Now I'm not going to go through, and the nominees are, because we're not going to play. There are no nominees. Let's start with Doc O'Neill, since you are the co-host of the show. Let's go ahead with top story of 2015. In Arizona.
The education deal.
The education deal. Really? That's it? All right. We're not going to elaborate. Go ahead. Go. This. I feel like we're in crossfire.
I think the top political story was the turmoil at the Arizona Corporation Commission, which is not over. There's ongoing AG investigations. It's a mess.
Mr. Chuck, I'd agree that with Mike. I think it's the education cuts that the legislature imposed on the university systems, higher ed, and the attempt to restore funding to K-12.
And this is Chad, and you're going to have a split panel here. Chris.
All right.
I think it's the ongoing battle at the CorpCom and the ancillary issues related to the dark money, lack of transparency, et cetera.
All right. Well, that goes right around there. Winner. How about Person of the Year? Let's just go right to it. Usually we wait till the end of the awards for Person of the Year. Arizona Political Person of the Year.
This is a follow-up on my earlier point about the education deal. This is brokered by the governor, so I got to go with Doug Ducey.
Winner of the year is Doug Ducey. He had a great year. He got basically everything he wanted, not only in the regular session, but the special session. He's checked off a lot of things that will help him get reelected, frankly.
Chuck?
I'd say the Tea Party. And the amount of dogmatic Republican cuts to those institutions I mentioned earlier that dominated the legislative politics.
And to personify the Tea Party, Andy Biggs. I'm going to go with Senate President Andy Biggs is the winner. Got everything he wanted. Even in the education funding deal, he got what he wanted. He dictated the session, hands down the winner.
All right, winner. We went through the winner. Let's go with the loser of the year. Now, come on. That's kind of a tough word, loser of the year. Well, let's just talk about the one that didn't do as well as expected.
Sheriff
How about
Joe
that?
has dominated Arizona politics for 20 years. He's now on trial, probably headed towards a criminal trial. That's a pretty bad loss.
I think the loser of the year politically was Susan Bitter Smith of the Corporation Commission, accused of conflict of interest. The AG nailed her. It was going to go to the Supreme Court. And she resigned. She lost her job. That's about as big a loss as you can get as a politician.
Yeah.
Chuck, this is, I'd say, I'm going to have a theme going on here.
All right, here we go.
I'd say it's universities and vocational education in Arizona.
All right.
Funding for higher ed and vocational ed in Arizona.
Chad?
Two-way tie.
Yeah,
Susan Bitter Smith, agreeing with Chris on that one. And then Diane Douglas, Superintendent of Public Instruction. I don't think I saw a single positive story regarding her this year. She had a really brutal year. She survived, though, but she had a brutal year.
Well, I read one. There was one good story.
The recall failed.
Failed.
That might
it was actually a humanizing story in the paper about her recently. Yeah.
All right, so let's get the people out of the way. Let's go with the biggest victory of the year. Doc, let's go.
Redistricting commission in the Supreme Court.
Why?
Why? Basically, they had their very essence challenged, and they won.
Okay.
I agree totally. I think the IRC, their victory at the Supreme Court in June was for a non-person was the big political victory.
Chuck,
I'm going to go Paul John or the mayor of Phoenix and the passage of the transit tax, which was an enormously large tax, 35-year transit tax in Phoenix. It'll change the landscape of a lot of downtown Phoenix and particularly South Phoenix.
All right, here we go, Chuck.
State trust land deal for education funding, the referral. It's got to pass the voters, but even getting out of the session was a huge win for Ducey.
All right, now the biggest defeat of the year. Once again, non-person. Doc.
Okay, Republican opposition to educational overrides. The Republican Party came out and said, vote against all 28, 26 of them pass.
All right, Chris.
sheriff's office. They got nailed on contempt, civil contempt of court by the federal judge. They admitted it, took it, and now they're panicking, I'm sure, waiting to see if federal Judge Snow makes a criminal referral. I think the bad press, the bad publicity, the sheriff's office, the deputies, they all look horrible.
And there's something personal about Snow. Snow's going to want to. It has to. And I know you want to keep that separate from the bench, but, I mean, Snow has to be chomping at the bit. He really does. All right, Chuck.
Contrarian, I will say it's state land trust reform because what they did was they're putting forth a plan to take principal out of the fund, which is going to pass. But in doing so, they're going to lose the opportunity to substantially reform the state land trust to create an opportunity for it to be a long-term substantial funding mechanism for the public education here in Arizona.
Chat.
Yeah, and let me clarify. I didn't say that was a victory for the schools.
Right,
I was
right.
saying that was a victory for the people supporting it.
Right.
And kind of on that same vein, even though I don't agree with the proponents of this, the Supreme Court decision on redistricting was the biggest defeat for the Republicans, I think, this year. I agree with the decision, but it was a huge defeat for the Republicans in Arizona.
All right, now we do have some time, so you can elaborate a little bit here, Doc. I want you, we're going rapid fire, buddy. We're almost done with the Arizona Political Awards. So let's go with 2015, biggest surprise of the year. Could be person or event.
Well, I think that's an easy one. They're always going to deliver, and they always fall short, but they came through this year, Arizona Cardinals.
Wow, look at that. I like going some sports in there. Chris Hurst.
Well, I didn't think we could go sports.
Sure, man.
I'll go with...
we're run by a libertarian.
I'll go
here.
With... If we're going to do sports, I'll take the signing of Zach Greinke. I think that was a shocker by the Diamondbacks.
Oh, why do you got to
But I'm going to stick with politics here. I think the biggest surprise of the year, and we're going to hear his name a lot later in this program, is Donald Trump. The fact that he is so far ahead, according to the presidential preferential polling thus far in Arizona. I mean, his campaign started in the summer. Who thought he would be still the leading candidate? And in Arizona, he's got a big lead.
All right, here we go, Chuck.
I'm going to say Susan Bittersmith, if we're sticking to politics, because that came as a shock that the case was filed and completed in that period of time. If we went sports, I'd say the Suns.
Wow.
Biggest surprise.
Wow.
I mean,
can we go back to Biggest
disaster.
Loser? Oh, no,
yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, sorry.
Chad.
Wow, yeah, tough crowd here for Phoenix Suns fans. So I will go back to something Chuck said, actually. Biggest surprise of the year was the complete lack of opposition to Proposition 104, the Phoenix transportation tax. I wasn't surprised it passed. I predicted that months and months ago, as many of us did. But the fact that nobody came out and opposed a tax increase in the capital of the conservative bastion of the Western United States is still amazing to me.
Yeah, usually there's somebody, and sometimes they even win.
Yeah, and they win.
In Rio Salado.
Yeah, exactly. So that was the big shock to me.
All right, we're going to go national. Coming up next, we have the Power C's, Chad, Chuck, and Chris, up against the mics on this side of the mics. Coming back right here on the Think Tank.
The Think Tank, KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
Chad Campbell, Chuck Hoffman, Chris Hurstrom, Mike and Mike, we're here recapping the 2015 winners and losers. We're giving out some awards. We should at least have a little award, maybe a little plastic something. I don't know.
We'll work in the budget.
We'll work it in the budget next year. Let's start with you, Doc, once again. Top story nationally, 2015.
I'm expecting unanimity on this one. Donald Trump, you got to go.
Yeah.
The man has dominated our political discussion for 6 months.
Right. Chris Hurstrom.
But when you look at the story, I think it's Donald Trump's, frankly, his destruction of the Republican Party at the national level. I mean, this is bad news for the GOP if Trump goes all the way. In fact, I think it's bad news if Ted Cruz goes all the way. The what used to be the Republican Party, whether you call it the country club set or the business community, what they try to call the establishment, is just getting shellacked according to the polling. Be interesting to see if it holds up when the people vote.
Let's get Chuck Hoffman, the Republican, in here. What do you got?
Well, I'd agree. It's the negativism and pessimism of the Republican primary debate, you know, led by Donald Trump in his slogan, "Let's make America great again," when, as Bob Rodd pointed out today, we are still the greatest country on earth,
sure,
by far.
That was a great Bob Rodd.
Yeah, it was
Bob
really
article.
Good. But yeah. That's the story.
Chad Campbell.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it unanimous and stick with Trump. There were a bunch of issues I thought about when you guys talked about this question, and I think that there's some other issues we'll talk about here in a little bit. But Trump has dominated the political scene. He's dominated the narrative, I think, as everybody's saying, to the detriment, I think, of the Republican Party. But American politics in general, I think, it's much bigger than just the Republican Party. He's taken it to a new low and a new high of rhetoric. And I've never seen anything quite like this, so it's been shocking to watch, actually.
So here we go in order. The winner of the year 2015 nationally, person, I think, are we just going to sweep it again?
Well, no, actually, I don't think so. I got a national selection and an international selection. Nationally, I'm going with Paul Ryan. This man got the leadership of his own party to beg him to take Speaker of the House, something that's normally sought after.
Playing
that,
the game
that goes in.
International.
And internationally, Angela Merkel.
Oh,
Germany has emerged as the moral center of Europe.
What's that hard G? It sneaks up on you, though.
Who would have thunk?
Angela, go.
No, it's still Donald Trump. I mean, the guy is an egomaniac, but I will say that the media has helped him out. All the free media, until just recently, he hadn't spent a cent really of his own money other than his airplane. He's just dominated the entire political scene, and he's a huge winner thus far.
Chuck Coughlin, winner of the year person.
President Barack Obama. The Affordable Care Act was sustained by the United States Supreme Court. Gay marriage was now the law of the land. He is on a roll with regards to the gun control discussion in the United States. I think he is dominating that discussion. I'm not sure how far it will go, but he is the moral center of where we are as a country right now.
And this is from the Republican in the room.
That's right.
That's amazing.
I'm a little tongue-tied right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Chad Campbell.
It's been raining for 4 straight days in Phoenix, too.
Yeah.
So, Donald Trump, again, it's not that I agree with him, but he's hands down the winner. He's a force of nature almost in politics now, and it's something I've never seen. So,
loser. Loser of the year 2015 nationally, person. Go.
I got a tie. Person, I think, is pretty obvious. Jeb Bush was the inevitable Republican candidate for president. He's down around 3%, tied with Bill Cosby.
Look at that.
Yeah, this is Chris. I would say Jeb Bush, too, politically. I mean, he spent $50 million, or his super PACs have, and what has it gotten him? 3-4%. I mean, I will say, though, that if the situation of a brokered convention were to occur, that Bush, if he's still in the race, they could still turn to him. But for 2015,
right? I'm not 2015, what we're analyzing.
Bush has just been a disaster.
I'm not disallowing that possibility. Yeah. But for 2015, he's a loser.
Chuck Coughlin, what do you?
Well,
got?
I'm going to. I agree with Chris that Bush is not under the ground yet. One guy who is under the ground, who I will dominate for my loser of the year, is the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker.
Oh yeah, he went quick,
came out of the gate, blazing saddles, and went right into the dirt.
He had Coke backing as well.
Absolutely, complete failure. In the political realm.
Right, Chad Camp.
Loser of the year is the media. The media covering the primary, to Chris's point earlier, has been absolutely horrific on both sides.
Yet you look profitable, at how though.
Yes, but
okay.
profitable.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
But you look at what they've covered. You look at how much attention they've given Trump, no matter what his outlandish statements are. And same thing on the Democratic side, some of the coverage they've given to Sanders. Overall, the primary voters on both sides have been, I think, short-shifted by the media, and it's unfortunate to see.
Yeah. Late award entrance, even over the break. Let's go with a winner of the year nationally, politically, non-person.
Same-sex marriage, gay rights. This thing has swept the country. Who would have thought 3-4 years ago this was a toxic issue for Democrats, for example, and it flipped so that it's the exact opposite. This is some of the broadest sweeping social change, and it's not just a legal victory. It's supported by belief systems.
Chris Hurstrom, what do you got?
I can't disagree. I think the same-sex marriage movement, big winner in June at the Supreme Court.
All right, Chuck Coughlin.
Biggest winner of the year. I'm going to go with the Chancellor of Germany. I think that's I'm going to go
Angela
with Mike
Merkel
on that.
Yes, yeah, so, check it out.
Yeah, I will.
And I will go back to same-sex marriage, I think, again. Not that it wasn't going to happen, but I don't think many people expected it to happen as quickly as it did. Huge victory for the court and for the country.
Doc O'Neill, biggest loser, non-person, national politics scene. What do we got?
To me, it's a sense of security. I think the fear is mostly irrational, but it's palpable. It's driving our politics. It's driving our sense of ourselves.
Media. It's driving our media.
Oh, yeah.
If it bleeds, it leads.
You know, yeah. Basically, you know, terrorism and Trump, the two T's.
Chris Hurstrom.
I think local law enforcement's image has been horribly tarnished in 2015 because, frankly, of the body cams and so forth. Just, you know, it seemed like one thing after another. It probably hasn't been any different in previous years. We just know about it now. And through social media and the coverage of it, horrible image and a lot of repair work to do.
Chris Coughlin.
Chuck,
I'm sorry, Carl. There's a bunch of C's. It's hard enough dealing with two mics in the room.
I'd say it's the American people and the subjugation of us to fear that's perpetrated and articulated through the mouths of Republican candidates and repeated ad infinitum by the media.
And we're up against a heartbreak. So Chad Campbell, hit it.
Political discourse, that's the biggest loser of 2015. And I think, again, goes back to the primary, especially the Trump phenomenon. But we've seen a level of rhetoric I've never seen before and a level of unrealistic promises being made by candidates that just can never be met.
I'm just, so I've got to hand it to the room. Just give it to me quickly. The biggest surprise of 2016. Go fast.
International flood of migrants.
Chris Hurstrom.
Bernie Sanders. I didn't expect the 74-year-old weird guy to be as big a hit as he has been.
Chuck Coughlin.
The beginning of the rollback on ISIS. I think it's actually beginning.
All right, Chad Campbell.
I'm going Sanders, too. Never would have seen that coming. Shocked me.
Feeling the burn here. Here we go. All right. Let's move to 2016 predictions. We're going to stick with the Arizona political scene. That's next on The Think Tank.
The Think Tank. KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
Chad Campbell, Chuck Coughlin, Chris Hurstrom, Mike O'Neill, and myself running down 2015. Well, we ran down 2015. Let's move on to this year. That's right. It's this year, 2016. Political predictions. I'll start with Arizona. I'm going to start with Chad Campbell. Let's mix it up. See how I do things? We'll start with Chad Campbell. The top story of the year in 2016, what's it going to be here locally?
It's going to be the continued collapse or continued troubles over DCS. I think we've just seen the tip of the iceberg. All of the reforms that we worked on when Governor Brewer was in the ninth floor, when I was down at the Capitol along with my colleagues, they've gone nowhere, actually. I think they've been stalled, actually, by the new administration. There's a lot of problems there. DCS is going to continue to have major issues.
Chuck Koff.
McCain will win by overwhelming margins because of the ISIS issue, and Arizona voters will turn their political architecture upside down in 2016.
Whoa. Chris Hurst.
Presuming it's either Trump or Cruz as the Republican nominee, I believe Hillary Clinton will carry Arizona in November.
Whoa, gonna go blue in Arizona.
Ooh, that's a man bites dog.
That is a bold statement. All right, Doc.
Okay, more slapdowns by the courts of Arizona laws. Don't even know what the laws are, but they'll patch a bunch of stuff that will not pass constitutional muster.
All right, those are the top stories. Who's gonna be the big winner coming out in 2016? Once again, I'll start with Chad Campbell.
I think it's going to be Doug Ducey in 2016. I think he's going to get Prop 123 passed in May. That's going to set aside the education funding issue for the time being, at least.
How can it not pass? It's for the kids.
It's got to be for the kids, right? So it'll appease the voters for a while until they realize there's more to be done. But I think it'll be Doug Ducey in 2016.
Chuck Coughlin, who's the winner of the year in 2016?
Paul Johnson. Two constitutional initiatives on the ballot, one for open elections. And one for disclosure of dark money will turn the political architecture of the world upside down, and he'll win on both.
Arizona political winner of the year, Chris Hurstrom, what do you got?
There are 11 statewide offices. The Democrats hold none of them. I believe the big winner will be they will get one statewide office. It'll be a seat on the Corporation Commission, and the winner will be Bill Mundell, who has re-registered as a Democrat. I think he's going to come out swinging against dark money, et cetera, and the cesspool that has existed politically at the Corporation Commission. I think Mundell can pull an upset and win a seat for the Democrats.
So the Dems will get one on the board. Doc?
The Goldwater Institute. It's already January. They got their guy on the Supreme Court. I'm looking for more to come.
That's a good point. Yes, 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 yeah. They do. All right, let's go back to Chad Campbell. Who's going to be the loser of the year in 2016 politically?
Senator Carlisle Begay, who recently switched parties from the Republican, from the Democrats to the Republican. He is in a Dem-heavy district. I don't see how he survives this year. I'm not sure why he switched parties, but I think he will be losing his election in 2016.
Let's go to Chuck Coughlin.
Loser of the year in 2016 will be a tie between Kelly Ward and Doug Ducey.
Ooh, there we go. All right. There Ducey. We go. Chris Hirsch.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
I did not. I just, wow. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. I have some registration forms for Chuck if he wants to change
that.
Parties.
I don't need that.
Okay.
Let's pretend he didn't say that.
Chris Hirschstrom.
Oh, the loser of the year in 2016, it'll be gigantic, will be Joe Arpaio. Mm-hmm. He is going down. And I believe that if he runs, U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez, who will re-register as an independent if he hasn't already, will defeat him.
Don't count out Pinzone either.
Well,
that's the problem.
One of the two of them.
One, but not both. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I don't think both of them.
I talk to Paul quite a bit. I talk to Paul a lot. I don't know if Pinzone. I don't know. I don't get the vibe. Usually I have a vibe oh, yeah, you're holding something back. Yeah. Man, he's keeping his cards very,
the sitting respected U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez can pull it off.
I think that, especially with the name Gonzalez, I'm telling you, that will help him immensely. Doc, go ahead.
Any incumbent corporation commissioner running for re-election, I forgot even which one it is, but I think that's a toxic environment for any incumbent.
Jay Campbell, let me ask you this. What's going to be the biggest surprise of the year in 2016?
So I think the biggest surprise there will probably be the fact that Democrats pick up a seat on the corporation commission, agreeing with some of the earlier statements. I think it's a surprise. I know a lot of people see it as happening, but I still think us picking up a seat is a surprise no matter what.
And presume it's Bill Mundell?
If he runs, I think it's Bill. Yep, exactly.
Chuck Coughlin, give me the biggest surprise here locally.
We will, as a people, enact two constitutional amendments that will create an open election system, treat all voters equally, regardless of party, treat all candidates equally, regardless of party. And we will adopt a dark money disclosure amendment, which will change the architecture of Arizona politics.
Chris Hirschstrom.
I agree with Chuck 100%. Both election reform initiatives will pass in November, and it will turn the political world upside down here in Arizona for many years to come, hopefully.
Arpaio either survives or he doesn't. It's a toss-up, and either way, it's a surprise.
Wow, there we go. All right. Let's talk about rising stars, the up-and-comers, so they call them. The Republican surprise rising star in 2016 politically. Let's start with Chad Campbell.
I'm going to go with Justin Olson on this one. He is kind of actually been labeled as the heir apparent to the speaker. He'll be taking over in 2017, it looks like. So I think he's going to be the de facto speaker in 2016, actually. It'll be interesting to see how he manages and navigates that.
Chuck, this is your wheelhouse. What do you got?
I got Martha McSally, the congressman from Southern Arizona. Congresswoman from Southern Arizona will be seen as a leader in the Republican House with Paul Ryan in creating compromise. And the other big winner will be Paul Babiou when he prevails in the congressional district election down there.
Chris Hirsch?
I think there's a couple of rising stars, Republican ladies in the legislature. They may not shine as much in 2016, but their future is good. I think State Representative Heather Carter and State Senator Kimberly Yee are both poised, young, rising stars for Republicans.
Doc, what do you got?
I'm persuaded by Chuck's expertise. McSally sounds interesting to me on a national level. She has a tough needle to thread in that it's interesting. You see in our Congress, I've seen some votes that have come down now where all of those in safe districts vote one way and all of those in competitive districts, and both groups are mixed.
Hold on a second. We're dealing out awards here, so the envelopes have already been sealed here. I don't want you changing your answers. What did you have written down?
McSally.
You had McSally. Okay, all right. I was going to say, changing. That's not allowed here.
Right.
Democratic bench. Who are the rising stars amongst the Dems? How about that? Let's start with Chad Campbell.
So I think we have several. And I know I hear people all the time say the Democratic bench is thin in Arizona. But I think that's a misnomer. I think you could have said the same thing about the Republican bench a decade ago because people don't really understand the insider game. But you have Kate Gallego on the city council. She's a rising star. Corey Woods, who's a Tempe councilman who's not running for re-election, but he's not going anywhere. He's going to be around for years to come. Danny Valenzuela on the city council in Phoenix as well. Katie Hobbs, a Senate minority leader. We have a lot of good younger people that I think are going to be here for years to come.
The other side, Chuck Coughlin.
Democrat, you know, I think you got to look at Kirsten Sinema, continue to do
She's already a star.
She's already a star, but I think that can rise. I'd agree with Danny Valenzuela. I will agree with the Gallego team.
Yeah.
Team Gallego. I think that's a potent force for good. Gosh, I had one more, but it's leaving me.
Chris Hurst.
You folks are naming a lot of existing stars. So, you know, I was looking for people that aren't as well known
yet. There you go. Show us the bench, Chris.
I think Gallego, Kate, not the congressman. We mentioned Bill Mundell, a new Democrat now. If he can win the Corporation Commission, he's somebody. And I'm going to name somebody who is a rising star and he doesn't even know it yet. If they're looking for a gubernatorial candidate because nobody wants to take on Ducey, et cetera, I think Supreme Court Chief Justice Scott Bales would be an interesting person for the Dems to recruit.
Interesting. All right, Doc.
That's interesting.
The up-and-comers in the Dem party here locally.
I listened to all the names there, and the one name among them that I think has the most logical path is Kate Gallego, so I'll go with her.
Kate Gallego. All right.
Yeah, some of the others are attractive names, but I don't know where they go.
But you've also named a lot of names, except for when you bring up Kirsten Sinema, obviously. You guys are bringing up names I don't think anyone's even heard of. I mean, you brought up a judge, Chris, for the love of goodness. We just do
the Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, who's
Chief
that?
Justice.
There's
Scott Bales.
We didn't even know who this
remember
guy
that
is.
Name.
Yeah, okay. Scott Bales.
He's going to get to know the head of the Goldwater Institute pretty well here.
Yes. I'm sure he is. Let's go national for the political predictions of 2016. We'll talk to winners, the losers. We have Chad Campbell, Chuck Coughlin, Chris Hurstrom, Doc O'Neill, and myself. That's coming next, right here on The Think Tank.
The Think Tank, KTAR News on 92.3 FM and KTAR.com.
We are running it down darn near game show style. This is something totally new even for me. Holy mackerel, we've got them all here. Chad Campbell, Chuck Coughlin, Chris Hurstrom, Doc O'Neill, and myself. We're running down the big predictions of the national political scene in 2016. So, we're going to start with Chuck Coughlin. Let's go with the biggest winner in 2016 other than the new president.
I'm gonna go with other than the new president.
Yes. Yeah.
Other than the new president, the biggest winner of 2016. God, I'm gonna pass right now.
All right,
Paul Johnson.
Paul Johnson. There we go.
National.
How about that? All right.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be national.
Sure,
it's gonna be a national story.
All right, Chris Hurstrom.
I think Speaker Paul Ryan, can still be the big winner as long as he stands up for being successful and trying to pass legislation.
Sure.
The people, you know, the presidential race will make it a complete zoo in D.C., but I really respect Ryan's ability to look calm and intellectual and working with the Democrats on selected issues. I think Ryan could be the big winner.
Some optimism from the other side. That's good news. Doc O'Neill.
Koch brothers. Once they moved away from their plan to buy the presidency, they discovered that they could buy legislatures on the cheap. Congressmen, senators, those are all within their budget. The presidency is probably the only thing beyond their reach.
Chad Campbell.
So I'm going to say actually President Barack Obama is going to be the winner in 2016. And the reason I say this, and Chuck kind of alluded to it earlier, Obamacare survived the court. You have same-sex marriage. He's taking the lead on gun control now. I think his national security strategy is going to play itself out and actually be proven the correct one over the next year. And you're going to have the Republicans running really on a referendum on Obama, and they're going to lose the presidential cycle, and Obama's going to come out the victor.
Who's going to be the biggest loser in 2016 nationally? Chuck Coughlin.
Well, I think you'll see the Trump bubble burst, and I think everybody will be mouth-breathing when it does, but it's inevitable, and it will happen.
And we won't have anything to talk about.
Oh, we'll have plenty to talk about,
right,
because
fine. You'll
have at least four. I'm taking bets on the Republican nominee being anybody but Cruz, Carson, or Trump. So,
all right. Well, there we go, Chris.
We'll have plenty to talk about.
Chris Hurstrom, biggest loser 2016.
I think the biggest loser in 2016 will be the Republican-controlled Senate, because I think it will flip and go Democrat.
Bold statements coming from Chris.
I got a trifecta. Trump, for sure. Angela Merkel, her leadership may cost her, but probably the biggest institutional one is a catastrophe in the Middle East. I think the whole region is going to hell in a handbasket.
Chad Campbell?
I say the Republican Party establishment. I think that no matter what happens out of this primary, if Trump goes down, Cruz goes down, whoever, the Republican Party and this phenomenon we've seen is in disarray. They're splintered, and they're going to have a lot of healing to do within their party after this primary.
Let's talk 2016 big surprises. What's the big surprise of 2016 going to be, Chuck Coughlin?
Well, I think I've already said it. Here in Arizona will be the change in the architecture of the Arizona political system.
And that's going to have the national ripple.
I think it will. Okay. I really do. We'll have... You'll have the first really open contest in California for the Senate seat when Barbara Boxer retires. And so you'll see a competitive election cycle in California for what otherwise would be a lock certain most liberal Democrat being elected in California. And that will lead the people to say this is a trend that's going to be happening all across the country. And to see Arizona, of all states, flip. We have a populist tradition out here, and we will be a topic of national discussion.
Chris Hurston.
I think the biggest surprise in 2016 will be when President-elect Hillary Clinton names Senator John McCain to be her Secretary of Defense, and Doug Ducey will have to appoint someone to serve the first couple of years of the Senate. He'll probably go with Andy Tobin because he appoints him for everything.
Doc, he's term limited on appointments.
Doc, what do you got?
I'm with Chuck. Electoral reform, not only in Arizona but in other states, starts to sweep the country and become a movement.
Chad Campbell, it's that big surprise.
I say the Dems take the Senate. I think they take the U.S. Senate. I mean, I know it's not the huge surprise, but it is going to be a surprise. They will take the Senate.
All right, we're going to go with Sure Thing and Long Shot, all right? Sure Thing and Long Shot. You can go national or Arizona. Let's start with Chuck Coughlin. Who's the sure thing? Who's the long shot?
Hillary Clinton's the sure thing on the Democratic side. Whether she'll prevail is up to the Republicans. The long shot would be Governor Kasich from Ohio.
Oh, all right. Let's go Chris Hurston.
I'm trying to stay away from the president because that's what we talk about so much. John McCain is the sure thing, winning the GOP primary, being very strong. But if you want to look for a long shot, it's Ann Kirkpatrick with an upset of McCain in the general. If you want to look for a long shot.
I'm going long shot on that one. Go ahead.
Riding Hillary Clinton's coattails if it's Trump or Cruz.
I got a sure thing. Republicans keep the House. And one other one, more sadly, more mass shootings. They're going to happen. My long shot prediction, Democratic Senate.
All right, here we go. Chad Campbell.
Sure thing. Donald Trump will insult somebody before we're done taping the show. That's a sure thing. Some group of people will be insulted by Donald Trump.
Well done.
Long shot, Democrats will take a corporation commission seat, which we've already mentioned.
All right, let's go with who's the trifecta? Let's go all the way around the table. We're going to start with Chuck Coughlin. I want to know the Dem nominee, the Rep nominee, and the next president of the United States.
The Democratic nominee will be Hillary Clinton. The Republican nominee.
Wow. Whoa. we'll go back to long shot.
I'm gonna go with Marco Rubio. And I'm so perplexed, I absolutely blanked out on the last part of your question.
The next president.
The next president.
Makes you a little verklempt in your kleptic, is like, kind of.
Yeah, I will go with Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, all right. All right, let's go. Chris Hurston.
Hillary.
Yep.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's the first time I've said this.
Come on, bring it. Surprise.
I think Trump is going to get the nomination, and Hillary wins easily in the general.
All right, there we go. Yeah. Doc O'Neill.
I'm going with Hillary. That's the easy one.
Yeah.
The Republican one is obviously a whole bunch harder. Right now, I would go with Cruz.
Cruz. Yeah. All right. Chad Campbell, you're up.
So obviously Hillary on the Democratic side. Oh,
and Hillary for the big prize.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So yeah, Hillary for the Dem nominee. The Republican one is probably one of the toughest predictions I've ever been asked to make. And I go back and forth between, and I can't believe I'm saying this either, Trump pulling this off somehow, which would be astonishing to me, or Rubio, depending if the establishment kind of gets together after some of the things fall to the wayside. So, and then the winner, though, I think either way will be Clinton.
All right. So we have Clinton, and we have one Republican presidential call in here, and I'm actually going to go, believe it or not, I'm going to bring mine in because we have time. I'm gonna go right alongside Chuck there. Chuck, I'm with you there. All right, let's go to could Trump, if Trump is the Republican nominee, and we talked about the convention, what happens?
Well, let me rephrase, because I wrote the question here. Okay, it's a two-part
I'm
question.
I'm going to throw a pen at you. I'm hosting this.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Let me
go
clarify.
Ahead.
I'll
be in my trailer.
There's a libertarian walking out of the room when he doesn't get his way. Yeah, he wants to secede from the show.
Chuck has been a political observer for a long time. He knows how this works.
Deal with nonsense.
The question is, the first part of the question is not, do you think Trump will get the nomination? Do you think it's possible, is the first question. And the second one is, if he's nominated, is there a chance he could win? I'm not saying will. I'm not saying likely. I'm saying, is there a viable chance of either of those? I'll start it out and say, I think he has a possibility of the nomination. But if nominated, I don't think he has a possibility of winning.
So, go for it, Chuck, and I'll follow you.
You guys just run it amongst yourselves now.
You abdicated the throne.
Exactly.
You played your Tea Party patriot.
That's right.
You know, walked out of the room.
I'm going to go clean my guns.
Chad. No, Mike is on his way up to Oregon now.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, and I can't believe I'm saying this again, because months ago I would have never said Trump had a shot.
We all said that.
But I think he actually does. It's an outside shot, but I think he does. I think he does because he has so much money he can spend of his own that he can stay longer than some of the other ones that will start to fall off once
and he's 41%.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work to his advantage. The evangelical primaries are first.
Exactly.
People, you know... But he can
spend his way through surviving those types of primaries, and that's the key. But he won't win if he gets nominated.
Limited time, guys. What do we got?
Trump will be done by South Carolina. There's absolutely no way. Yeah, full-on collapse.
Will his ego be done?
Well, his ego will never be
done.
Will
he run as an independent then?
No, he will not. He will be done. He will have his own radio show and talk show and TV show on Fox.
On Fox, exactly.
Yep.
Yes.
With Megyn Kelly.
With Megyn.
I would
watch that. Bringing Sarah Palin back. We're bringing Sarah.
Show
Sarah's coming back.
I think Trump, unfortunately, he can win the nomination. As I said, I think I just have this gut instinct he's going to go all the way
and
win it. No, can never win the presidency.
Chad Campbell, Chuck Coughlin, Chris Hurstrom, and, of course, Doc O'Neill, myself. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Thanks for spending time with a little bit of your weekend with us right here on The Think Tank. KTAR News.